House, please come to order. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum? Clerk, please show Representative Swanson's present. Representative Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease for a moment?
House, please stand at ease.
House, please come back to order. Representative Miller.
Speaker, no one's excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask unanimous consent that absent members be shown as excused on official state business. You might say, Mr. Speaker, for the benefit of the body, that we'll probably take another quorum call just before the before we get down to the calendar.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The House, please rise for a prayer by Father Everett Triptoski.
Father, all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless and your goodness infinite. We stand before you with gratitude for your kindness. Open our hearts to concern for our fellow men and women, so that we may share your gifts in loving service. Amen.
Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 79th day and House Supplement Number 38.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 79th day and also for House Supplement Number 38.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction of the chambers? Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This week and probably next week, we have four new people on the floor. You may have noticed there are students that are engaged in correspondence study, and they're here picking up some credit, I guess, for the activities they're going to be taking part in, helping the pages on the floor. Lisa Garrity and Michelle Garrity are up front and in the back, and they're from Prince of Wales Island. I'm not sure what town they're from, but in the back, David Carpenter from Juneau, or from Wasilla, and Jeff Justice from Juneau.
Representative Akers.
Mr. Speaker and gallery, we have a constituent mine and a former member of this body, Martin Moore.
Mr. Moore, would you like the privilege of the floor?
No, I don't.
Representative Guy.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning also sitting next to former Representative Martin Moore is George Charles, who is a former member, who is also a former page in the House.
Are there further guests for introduction to the chambers? Are there any messages from the governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed the following bill and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 154, amended Senate. Special appropriation to the Mortgage Insurance Fund of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, Chapter 14, SLA 1977. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I also have a letter that was written to the governor dated March 17, 1977 regarding the state's North Slope royalty oil by Speaker Malone and the governor's answer. This is being duplicated and placed on each member's desk and will be spread in the journal. I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee relating to transfers of funds.
Be referred to the Finance Committee.
Senate Bill Number 118 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration and providing for an effective date.
Be referred to the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 130 relating to the Public Employment Relations Act under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 130 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Bennett, Cotton, Phillips, Buchholz, and Parr. Signing do not pass, Nackack and Chatterton. House Bill 130 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 193 relating to child care under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 193 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Rudd, Chairman, concurred in by Rudd, Kelly, Snyder, Anderson, Smith, Phillips, and Osi. House Bill 193 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 251, a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works for reconstruction of Twin Hills School, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, Swanson, Meekins, Haugen, and Rode. House Bill 251 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 269, a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works for the enlargement of Nornick Lake at Naknek under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 269 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Cooper, Freeman, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Duncan, and Greening. House Bill 269 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 303, Alaska Commission on the Status of Women, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 303 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Brown, Rudd, and Specking. Dankworth has no recommendation. House Bill 303 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 349, a supplemental appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 349 and that it do pass and attaches a physical note. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Schaefer, Meekin, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, and Freeman. Haugen has no recommendation. House Bill 349 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills.
House Bill 41 by Cotton, Bradley, McKinnon, Akers, Brown, Malone, Nackack, and Swanson. An act providing grants for championship dog mushing contests and providing for an effective date.
This House Bill 411 be referred to State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 412 by Cotton, Bradley, McKinnon, Swanson, and Malone. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 413 by Swanson. An act appropriating $200,000 to the City of Nenana for a Health and Family Services Center and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill 414 by Gardner. An act limiting the liability of health care providers for the administration of blood tests.
Judiciary.
House Bill 415 by Meekins and Greening. An act relating to the decentralization of the University of Alaska.
Health Education and Social Services.
House Bill 416 by Brown. An act relating to the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, we are at ease.
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Representative Specking. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I don't think we've started a system this year, but I'm glad the representative brought that up, because in the past, the State Library has been very appreciative of us saving just that sort of thing. Perhaps after I'm getting a nod from the Sergeant at Arms, so Maybe whenever you do have those documents that have been prepared, sometimes at great expense, if you could just leave them with the Sergeant at Arms, he'll say that they get over at the State Library, because I know they are appreciative of receiving those extra copies.
For the adhes, we're down to the our agenda, the daily calendar. Clerk, Representative Miller.
Speaker, could I suggest a quorum call to establish 30 members?
Purposes of establishing a quorum for the advancement of bills, take another quorum call. Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
Thirty-eight present, two absent.
Clerk, please read the first item on the daily calendar.
House Concurrent Resolution number 49 by all members of the House, congratulating Rick Swenson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 49 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Let the record show that House Concurrent Resolution 49 has passed the House unanimously. Clerk, please read the next item on the daily calendar.
House Bill number 198 by Cotton Bradley Buchholz et al., an act relating to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 198 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 198 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Dankworth, Rudd, Specking, and Brown. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is the clerk of any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 198 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read committee substitute for House Bill 198 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 198 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar.
House Bill 198 is before you in third reading. Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is this bill, I feel, is just a housekeeping measure. Since we did pass a similar provision in another bill last year, the bill would expand the Board of Governors to 11 members and add two laypersons to the board. And I think that many others think that it's just appropriate to have some lay representation on the Board of Governors.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, this may sound incredible to some members. It sounded rather strange to me in the committee, but I'd just like to pass on that the lobbyist for the Alaska Bar Association representing the current Board of Governors says that they do not object to this legislation, which is surprising.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to oppose the legislation, not because I mind the thrust. I think two laypersons on the board are probably a pretty good idea, but I do object to expanding the board to 11 members. I think that the two laypersons could be incorporated into the current nine members over a period of time, and I'd prefer to go that route, so I'll oppose the bill.
Representative Urien.
Does it cost us any money to put two more members on the board?
Any member may respond if he wishes. Representative Gardner.
It doesn't cost us any money because we're not funding the operation anyway. It's the attorneys that are funding it.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 198 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-seven yeas, one nay, two excused.
So House Bill 198 has passed the House. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Chatterton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A few weeks ago, my colleague, Representative Parr, asked a question as to whether or not we had gotten any response from the governor's office to his request as to what intentions the governor's intentions were with the Hall Road, and I would like to ask Representative Parr if he has yet been informed.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I have not yet seen the report.
From information the members of the body, I checked on that myself after it was brought up twice on the floor, and the job of gathering the information requested in the House resolution apparently was delegated to the Division of Planning and Development Policy in the Office of the Governor, and they were unaware that the legislation had been amended from requiring a 60-day report down to a 30-day report. So apparently that's about a week away yet from getting down to us. That was my understanding as a result of that call. Unlike the members of the legislature, I guess people in the administration don't always read the bills. Are there any more special orders? Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I might add to the same subject. It was with the consent of the governor's office that the amendment was made, was offered and then adopted by the legislature, lowering it from 60 to 30 days. So they were aware of it. Secondly, their problem in part stemmed from the man who was in DPDP working on the Hall Road planning, resigning. He's subsequently been hired back for the purpose of gathering together this material as well as a few other things. Thank you.
Are there any more special orders? Under special orders, Representative Brown.
Can we go to committee announcements, please?
If there are no more special orders, we'll proceed to announcement of committee meetings. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Brown. Do you have any special orders, Representative Urien? Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the House Labor Management Committee will be considering House Bill 140, an act relating to special officers, and will also be reviewing a reply from Commissioner Skugel from the Department of Highways to a letter that was sent to him following our hearings on the Department of Highways layoffs and determining what action, if any, we wish to take on that matter. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in room 207 of the Assembly.
Representative Urien.
There'll be a Republican caucus upon adjournment.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, 1:15 this afternoon, House State Affairs will be taking up the three bills that are in that committee dealing with, in quotes, the sunset laws. That's House Bill 1, House Bill 39, and House Bill 50.
Representative Cooper.
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 1:15 this afternoon to take up the following bills. House Bill 167, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Law. House Bill 168, Miscellaneous Claims Bill. House Bill 228, Leave for Teachers for Collective Bargaining. House Bill 259, on Fiscally Informed Voters. House Bill 381, relating to comfort stations. House Concurrent Resolution 27, State Financing of the All-Alaska Gas Line. We'll also take up Senate Bill 84 on mobile homes, and if the sponsor, the Senate sponsor, is ready. We haven't been able to contact them yet. And we'll also take up House Bill 214, which we had previously addressed yesterday, I believe.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, Hess will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We have House Bill 242, a change in the social service plan. House Bill 271, license for the handicapped. and House Bill 351, Creating an Institute of Justice.
Representative McKinnon.
The Commerce Committee will meet at 7 p.m. tonight to take some additional testimony on the utility legislation and also to continue our work on House Bill 171, Returnable Beverage Containers. And we will hold our tomorrow morning's meeting at 9 a.m. and we'll be considering House Bill 378, Permits for the Conduct of Driveway Tollway Operations.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, Community and Regional Affairs will meet with the Senate Resources Committee this afternoon to hear testimony on the Coastal Management Bill, that is House Bill 342. The meeting will be in the courtroom across the street on the first floor of the court building. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we will meet to talk about Senate Bill 47, Municipal Property Tax Exemptions. I'm sorry, the time this afternoon is at 3 o'clock in the courtroom.
Representative Gardner.
Judiciary will be meeting at 3 o'clock today on the presumptive sentencing bill. And I would announce one thing that's not on our weekly calendar. On Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we will again be taking up the Freedom of Information Bill, House Bill 131.
Representative Greening.
Mr. Speaker, the House Special Committee on the Permanent Fund will be meeting tonight at 7:30 in room 647 of the courthouse to discuss the interim budget and the interim activities.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, the Budget and Audit Committee will meet at 11 o'clock this morning in the House Finance Room.
Further announcements, committee meetings? Representative Byrne.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, revert to introduction of guests. Representative Byrne.
I see Cecil Barnes in Gallery A. I'm not sure whether Cecil is the constituent of mine now since he's living in Anchorage or whether he's a constituent of Keith Speckings since he came from Cordova. But anyhow, he's welcome here, and Cecil, stand up.
Are there any other guests for introduction to the chambers? If not, revert to regular order of business announcements. Representative Urien.
There'll be a Republican luncheon today in the Capitol Room of the Baranoff, and the speaker is a mystery person.
Any further business come before the House? Representative Miller.
Speaker, that's appropriate. It's always been a mystery to me why a person would be a Republican anyway. So. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before
Representative Urien.
Well, at least I announced the Republican luncheon yesterday. There was a Democratic luncheon which went unannounced, and I can understand why you wouldn't announce it at all.
Mr. Speaker, if there's no further banter between the minority and majority leaders, I'll ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted.